A bush there was, at the front door, that smelt ever so nice. But the bush was very vague. She'd only remembered it once or twice in the hospital, when she'd been taken bad. That was a dreadful place. Her first place. She was never allowed out. She never went upstairs except for prayers morning and evening. It was a fair cellar, and the cook was a cruel woman. She used to snatch away her letters from home before she'd read them, and throw them in the range because they made her dreamy. And the beetles! Would you believe it? Until she came to London, she'd never seen a black beetle. Here, Ma always gave a little laugh as though, not to have seen a black beetle? Well, it was as if to say you'd never seen your own feet. When that family was sold up, she went as help to a doctor's house, and after 2 years there, on the run from morning till night, she married her husband. He was a baker.
A baker, Mrs. Parker,
the literary gentleman would say, for occasionally he laid aside his tomes and lent an ear, at least to this product called life.
It must be rather nice to be married to a baker.
Mrs. Parker didn't look so sure.
Such a clean trade, said the gentleman.
Mrs. Parker didn't look convinced.
And didn't you like handing the new loaves to the customers?
Well, sir, said Mrs. Parker, I wasn't in the shop above a great deal. We had 13 little ones and buried 7 of them. If it wasn't the hospital, it was the...